10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy VBS! Welcome to VBS.
All right. Woohoo! The best VBS ever. Y'all ready? No, I don't think that sounded like you're ready. Let me hear that again. Are you ready? There they are. There they are. All right, let's stand up. You know what we're going to do? You ready to sing? That's right. Let's go.
Oh,
a Monday morning. Woo! Let's keep it up.
Welcome, explorers, to the jungle. My name is Colonel Justin Case, and I am here for three reasons. Reason number one, to ensure, explorers, that you have fun. Now, this reason is pretty easy to accomplish. You have trail guides to take you to amazing crafts, fantastic friends, splendid snacks, marvelous music, and great games. You'll have enough fun to knock your socks off, I do believe. So, it's the other two things that I'm here and I'm concerned about. One is adventure. We are in the jungle, are we not? Are we not in the jungle? In the jungle, we have adventure. And in the jungle, the second thing that I'm most concerned about here is truth. Fun, adventure, and truth. Now, there are four things that we'll be talking about. The first one today that is going to help us with adventure and truth. Number one, explorers, is open ears. Open ears. After all, walking through the jungle, hacking your way through the brush, your ears could be your best asset. After all, there are things like poisoned dart frogs in the jungle, and before they pounce, you might hear a squelching sound and be able to duck. It saved my life many a day in the jungle. So you'll need ears in the jungle, but most importantly, we seek adventure here, but we're also after truth. Truth of scripture that you will learn in the jungle hut. So as you enter the jungle hut, as you do your team time and your scripture memory, open your ears. Ask for ears to hear the truth. When you do that, you are on your way to adventure, and you are on your way to truth. Now, do you have ears to hear? That is pretty weak. Well, I'll give you another try. Before we move on, we must understand that you have ears to hear. Explorers, do you have ears to hear? Very good, we can continue. Okay, now, back in my day, must have been 84, 85, when I was on my first jungle adventure, no bigger than a lad such as yourselves, we used to go to the jungle in steamships. From London, I traveled to the Amazon in a steamship. However, now they have newfangled contraptions that fly through the air. They're called aeroplanes. Dangerous contraptions, these are. They tend to fall out of the sky. In fact, I think I heard one floating around earlier. I do hope they're okay. Would you like to find out what may have happened to those people? Yeah! Roll the film.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you breaking news. An aeroplane en route to Dallas, Texas, from Buenos Aires, Argentina, has been reported missing. Experts fear the flight crashed in the Amazon rainforest. No news yet as to the fate of the passengers and crew. We now return you to your regularly scheduled broadcast.
Hello? Hello? Good heavens. I'm still in one piece. It's more than can be said for the plane. Is anyone there? Hello?
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 Hello? Hi, sir. How is your flight going so far?
How's my flight going?
Yes, sir.
Considering we just crashed in the Amazon, it's not so good.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Here, have a complimentary bag of peanuts. My name is Cheryl. This is my first flight as a stewardess.
Oh, my head. Where are we? Stewardess? Is this Dallas, Texas?
No, ma'am. We are in the Amazon jungle.
I see. When do we take off for Dallas, Texas?
Not anytime soon, you see. Our plane has crashed.
Oh, that explains the bumpy landing. I just thought the pilot wasn't competent. And here I was, prepared to send a very strongly worded telegram to Fly Low Airlines. Well, is there anything that can be done to get the plane back in the air again?
I don't think so.
Oh dear.
Complimentary bag of peanuts?
The plane, it sustained a significant amount of damage in the crash. The wings, they've been torn apart. I'm just afraid it won't fly.
What a pity.
If I could get inside, I might be able to check for a radio. Oh, could someone assist me?
Stand back! This plane is falling from the sky! Mayday! Mayday! You, are you my agent?
No.
Well, don't just stand there. Get my agent on the line.
I don't have a telephone.
Cut the chatter. Stewardess, bring me a phone, bring me a phone.
Oh, I don't have a telephone.
A phone, my kingdom for a phone.
Ring, ring. It's for you.
Ronnie! Ronnie! What am I doing on this plane, Ronnie? I don't know what I'm supposed to do, and I can't, and I can't, and I don't, and I...
Oh! Good gracious! Who is this?
I believe it's the pilot. But what was he talking about?
Does he need a bag of peanuts?
I'm gonna say no.
Okay.
Hello? Sir? Can you hear me? He's alive. Help me move him, please.
Okay. Ooh. Careful now. Gently, gently. He's a lot heavier than he looks.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
Here.
Doctor, sir, huh? could you lift his arm?
Yes.
Set it down. Well, I think we've roughed it for long enough. It is time we start thinking about how to get out of here. Does anyone know how to get out of here?
What do you think, mister?
Doctor, actually. Dr. Arthur Kipling.
And, Dr. Arthur Kipling, do you know how to get out of here?
Well, I'm afraid escaping jungles isn't my area of expertise.
What is your area of expertise?
Well, if you certainly must know, I'm a brain surgeon.
Oh! Oh, darling, don't look at me. I know nothing about the outdoors, much less jungles. I am Eunice Wentworth Powell, heir to the Powell Millions. Beyond hunting for shoes, I haven't done a day's work in 5 years.
Well, I don't really have any idea how to get us out of here either. I mean, in stewardess school, they always told us to trust the pilot, that he will always know what to do.
How should I put this? The pilot's not in the best position to make a decision right now. Can we think of any other suggestions?
I don't know. Panic!
There, child. That's not necessary. Panicking is going to get us nowhere. The brain surgeon will figure something out.
Won't you?
I don't have a solution.
Come now.
Well, maybe we can search for food and wait for the pilot to wake up.
Oh, I can make a fire. They taught us how in stewardess school, using our airline pins and our neck scarves.
Good girl. Okay. I will go find us something to eat. Where is my makeup? You don't suppose there's a grocery store nearby?
I don't believe there's grocery stores in the jungle.
Nonsense. Every town south of the Mason-Dixon line has a Piggly Wiggly. This will be quite the adventure. I haven't gone grocery shopping in 5 years.
Listen to our tale, my friends, of a faded final plane. Two passengers, a steward, is one more, let me explain. A brain surgeon was there on board, a millionaire is too. The steward is the pilot, make up our motley crew. To Dallas was their scheduled flight, but everything went wrong. They crashed into the Amazon, which is why we sing this song. And so begins the story of our stranded Philo 4, who want to exit quickly from the rainforest floor. The rainforest floor, they're lost in the Amazon.
Join us for tomorrow's episode, When You Wish Upon a Star.
Yes, yes. Oh dear, I do hope they are rescued soon. Perhaps I'll go see if I can find them. But it is time, boys and girls, explorers, for you to put on your ears to hear and begin your adventures for the day. A couple of quick, important things to note before we do that. One is today in your jungle hut, you're learning all about creation. You must listen carefully to all that your teachers have to say about that. Secondly, I am an expert in all things Amazon. However, I have no experience in the jungles of Madagascar, but thankfully we have some missionaries, the Ravwangis and their family is here all the way from Madagascar to tell us all about the Madagascar land, but also their mission to tell others about Jesus Christ. I cannot wait to hear more from them. Boys and girls, are you excited to hear from the Ravwangis? Yes, 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 yes. We shall see. Very well. Don't forget, boys and girls, all of you are excellent, explorers. You're learning every day, but some of you will excel still more in things like character and servanthood and sportsmanship and the like, and we have awards for them. So make sure, leaders, that you are paying attention to those who excel still more, and we will get you plenty of awards on Friday night. I do believe we have a band, do we not?
We do.
We do have a band. I do believe we have some marvelous music, do we not? Trail guides, put your missions money on the back counter if you haven't already. Boys and girls, stand up and let's hear some marvelous music as you depart.
All right, are you ready for this one? It goes a little like this. You ready to jump with me? All right, let's do this.
Wider.
Kind of goes like this. Do you remember? Do you remember it? All right, let's do it. great singing.
Great singing.
You may be seated.
I trust you explorers had a splendid time today. Am I right or am I wrong? Back in my day, we had a bit of a contest going at these adventures. I think what we'll do, just to see who had the best time today, is to have a contest, a sound contest, maybe this section versus this section. This contest will be both on the volume of the sound, but also how well you follow instructions. When I point at you on the count of three, you will let us know how excited you were with your voice, and when I do this, you stop. Whoever has the loudest voice and the best obedience will be the winner. Are you ready?
Yes.
First up is this side. Did you have a good time? One, two, three. Ooh, pretty good with the sound, not so good with the obedience. Over here, on a count of three. One, two, three. Oh, very good with both. You are the winners today. Excellent. With a bit of an aid from those up there, the sixth graders, I believe, you took it down. Very good. So today was an excellent day filled with adventure and truth, boys and girls, explorers. I trust you had ears to hear, did you not? Very good. Well, it was filled with adventure, and it was filled with truth. Boys and girls, what did we learn today about the God of the Bible? He is good, and he is the creator. As we go through the ultimate trek through time, we are going to visit the seven seas of history. Today, we examined creation. The great and powerful, mighty, majestic, awesome God of the Bible. There's only one true God, and he created the heavens and the earth and everything in them, the sun, moon, stars, and planets. In how many days?
6 days,
because he is awesome. He created them out of nothing by speaking them into existence. Can you do that, boys and girls?
No.
There's only one being that can do that, and that is the awesome, mighty, and powerful God of the Bible. Now, when we approach creation, how do we know it's true? Where do we find truth?
Bible.
That's exactly right, in the Bible, because the Bible is...
true.
Let's try that again. The Bible is...
true.
Yes, boys and girls. God made everything, and he made it good. Today's memory verse, say it with me. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. Very good, very good. Genesis 1:31. People all over the world need to know this truth, that God is great, he is mighty, he is our savior, not just here in Texas, not just here in the Amazon and in the jungle, but across the planet, including those people on a large island off the coast of Africa. We call it Madagascar. Do you know much about Madagascar? I do not, but thankfully we have experts. Would you like to hear about our Madagascarian experts? Let's give a big round of applause to the Ravwangis who are going to come and share with us.
Good morning, kids. Oh, wow, that was... Good morning, kids. Okay, let's try it maybe in another language. Maybe that will get you more excited. I'm going to teach you how you greet in Malagasy. Can you say with me, mana ona? Can you repeat that? Let's do it in two parts. Mana... ona. Let's join it together. Mana ona. I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for asking. So my name is Fali, and I come from the island of Madagascar, and I'm here with my family this week. And this week, we're very excited to make you discover a little bit more about Madagascar. Madagascar is a real place. And where is it? Does some of you know where is Madagascar located? I'm sure that those hands raised knew it. It's on the southeast coast of Africa. It's an island there on the southeast coast of Africa in the Indian Ocean. And it's a huge island, because sometimes when we think of an island, we think of a tiny little thing with just a little beach and a coconut tree and that's it. No, it's a big island. The island of Madagascar is as big as Texas, as the whole state of Texas. And it's bigger than California. It's the size of France and Spain put together. And it's a beautiful island. And in that island, there's many cities. There's not going to be a quiz on all of the cities there. But try to pronounce the name of the capital city of Madagascar, which is Antananarivo. Can you kids try that? Say it three times fast. Oh, yeah. All right, almost there. Okay, you'll get it at some point. And there is more people in Madagascar than what you saw in the cartoon, if you saw the cartoon, because there's 32 million people on the island of Madagascar. And but it is indeed a beautiful island. It has beautiful beaches. And so, you know, as you guys are thinking of your next holiday destination, push your parents to come to Madagascar. There's some very, very nice places there. I don't really know what happened there on these things. And people there live a very tranquil life. They love to go on those kayak-looking things with a sail called pirogues. And we use ox carts as well. People there on the coast use ox carts to travel around. We have a lot of unique landscape as well, like those trees. Do some kids know the name of those trees on the left there? What is it called? Trees, yes. That's a very good answer. But they're called baobabs, and they look like they've been planted upside down. They're over 400 years old, and sometimes a lot more than that, and there are a lot of them that are unique to Madagascar. But I guess many of you kids know what is unique to Madagascar in terms of animals. What animal is unique to Madagascar? The lemur, yeah. I took that picture, and I think he was like, why are you looking at me like that? So anyway, so 90% of the animals in Madagascar are existing only there. We have a lot of species that only exist there. And those lemurs are real. Just wanted to show you. We see there our family with lemurs all over us. And if you come to visit us, we can put some of them on your head too, if you want to come over and visit us. And so we serve there in Madagascar as a family. And that's one of the messages that we want to pass to you guys this week, is that every family can be on mission for God. All of you, wherever you are, even here, as a family, you can serve God together. For us, it is a joy to serve God together there in Madagascar. I wanted to show you a little bit of a snapshots of some of the things that people do every day. A lot of people, they either farm or fish, especially on the coast they fish, and in the inlands they farm. That's how you plant rice. They spend 12 hours per day with their back bent to plant those shoots of rice, and then when it grows, the men would beat it to remove the chaff, and then the women would pile it to extract that rice that you just buy in a bag at your local grocery store. And so that's how people make a living. But so that you don't imagine that Madagascar is just a big jungle, this is a picture of Antananarivo. You remember the name of that capital city of Madagascar, with a big, big, big football stadium in the middle. Yes, what you guys call soccer. It's actually called football. And and that place there in Madagascar, the capital city, has 4 million people in it. And those 4 million people all need the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because even though the nature is beautiful, what makes really Madagascar beautiful are the people of Madagascar. There's 32 million people coming from Asia, the Arabic Peninsula, and Africa all together mixed up. So that's why we have people of different races and features there in Madagascar. But Madagascar is also, despite of all of its richness in nature, is one of the poorest country in the world. We're the sixth poorest country in the world. And so for a lot of people, that's their reality.
You would have kids that would go through, garbage dump areas to try to find something to eat. They would struggle to find clean water and opportunities to make a living. But, you know, God sees them. God sees everyone and has not forgotten anyone, even though they are in a very difficult life. And what they need the most, yes, they do need food. Yes, they do need clean water. But who they need the most? Jesus. They need to have a relationship with Jesus. And so that's what we're doing. We're going there, and we're going there to show that God is at work, even in places like Madagascar, and want people to get to know Him and be in a relationship with Him. We want to tell people that Jesus loves the people of Madagascar, and that their life can be changed. Because, you know, the sad thing about Madagascar is that it's not only economically poor, people don't have money, but it's also spiritually poor. A lot, millions of Malagasy people are still stuck with what is called syncretism. So it's mixing, praying to ancestors, to the dead people from your past and your family, praying to them while as well going to church. Most Malagasy people would believe in God, but they do not believe in the one true God. And they believe in a watered down, in a false version of the gospel. And so that's why we are eager to go and share the gospel there in the country of Madagascar. Because we want to show them and we want to tell them that our God is a big God. And so you guys, you know this song, and I'm going to call my family now, if they're around. Guys, this is your turn. I think that's you. You're my family, right? Yeah. Right. And so we want to teach you a song that you know already in English. I think you know this song in English. My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. And we're going to teach it to you in Malagasy. As you could see, like those words that you maybe don't recognize now. But during this week, we're going to sing it often to the point that you will know how to sing it. All right. Are you guys ready to sing? All right, thank you for the five of you ready to sing. I hope everybody is ready to sing, but you will have, with you, leading you to sing, you have Emmanuel at the keyboard there, you have Rachel at the guitar, you have Gabriel who will be singing, and my wife Lily and Samuel will do the hand motion. So let's stand up and follow along.
Angia manicho le besi maieriti misi ti aini atao. Angia manicho le besi maieriti misi ti aini atao.
Again.
Angia manicho le besi maieriti misi ti aini atao. Angia manicho le besi maieriti misi ti aini atao.
So, angia manicho means God. So, angia manicho. Yeah. Can you guys repeat that? Angia manicho. Yeah. And then le be means big. Si maieri means strong. Yeah. And then ti misi, ti aini, atao. That means there's nothing that he cannot do. Yeah. Okay. So let's start from the top.
Angia manicho le besi maieri ti misi ti aini atao.
Okay.
Angia manicho le besi maieri ti misi ti aini atao. Angia manicho le besi maieri ti misi ti aini atao. Ni tenjum buicha, ni rano masina, ni la ni cha zavuku.
Okay. Okay, so then it's
Ni tenjimbuicha. Wait, ni tenjimbuicha. Right? No? Yeah. Okay. Ni tenji ji ju ni tenjimbuicha. Hey, this kid's really good. Ni tenjimbuicha, which means like the mountains. And then the Hanu Masina means oceans. Okay, so ni tenjimbuicha. Ni tenjimbuicha. Yes. Ni Hanu Masina. Yes. Yes. And then then ni la ni cha as avuku. Yes. You don't good job. Okay. Ni tenjumbuicha. Tenjumbuicha. Ni ranu masina. Ni la ni cha as avuku. As avuku. Yeah, good job, everyone. That's really good. Okay, let's start from the second part. Ni tenjumbuicha, ni ranu masina, ni la ni cha as avuku. And then Giamani cho le besi maieri ti misi ti aini ata. Good job, guys. Let's do it one more time from the beginning. No more stops. From the beginning to the end. Yes. Do you guys remember how to pronounce everything? Yeah, you do. You guys will know it by Friday, don't worry.
Angia manicho le besi maieri ti misi ti ainiata. Angia manicho le besi maieri ti misi ti ainiata.
Wonderful, very good. Thank you so much, so very much. All right, boys and girls, it is that time to find out who brought the most money for our missionaries, and we begin with the standard dot race. Let us go. Very good. Okay, drum roll for third place today, boys and girls. Third place, fifth grade girls. Very good. Second place, drum roll for third grade B. And in first place today, bringing in a whopping 130, is fourth grade A. Hooray for you. Very, very good. And we have a daily total of $515.81. Not bad. Let's see how close we got to our goal, looking at the monkey here. Go! 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 Okay. Go. Oh, we have a ways to go, but very good today. All right, boys and girls, don't forget to get your Missions Minded magazine when you leave today. I'm going to pray for us and we can be dismissed. Don't forget to come back tomorrow. Lord God, we thank you for your goodness and your grace, your mercy and your kindness towards us. Thank you for giving us ears to hear your truth today. Thank you for the gospel. Pray that as we come back tomorrow, we continue to learn and grow about the great God that you are. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We have a band. We
Amen.
Have marvelous music.
We're going to sing in English this time. You're welcome. Okay, stand up. Let's go.